Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I'm not enough to say someone has taken my place. When times go bad, when times go rough, won't you lay me down in the tall grass and let me do my stuff? I know I've got nothing on you.
He had the largest national debt of any president in a four-year period, number one. Number two, that $2 trillion tax cut benefited the very wealthy. What I'm going to do is fix the tax system. For example, we have 1,000 trillionaires in America. Billionaires in America. And what's happening? They're in a situation where they, in fact, pay 8.2% in taxes. If they just paid 24%, 25%, either one of those numbers, they'd raise $500 million, billion dollars, I should say, in a 10-year period.
Trillion, billion, million, thousand. What's the difference? They're all just zeros on a page. Who cares? 1,000 trillionaires. Did you mean a million billionaires? Did you mean a billion million? What did you mean exactly, sir? We're going to triple their taxes. Everything's fine. Nothing bad can come when you triple the taxes on wealthy people. I mean, what could possibly go wrong? Yeah, so there was a debate on Thursday, in case you did not hear. And, had it happened a little earlier in the week, I might have felt bad about doing follow-up on it, but I know a lot of you were kind of like, what's he going to do? Well, you know, here I'm back, so thank you for John and Dave and Bobby and for Kristen filling in for me. I appreciate that. Yes, I am back from vacation. Yes, I had a very good one, and here we are ready to go again. I kind of love what John Stewart had to say about this. He said that basically what Donald Trump had to do is show up and not be a jerk, using a euphemism for what he actually said, and I think he maybe didn't succeed so much in that one. But what Biden had to do was, you know, show up and not be mentally unfit. And yeah, we all know what happened.
We'd be able to wipe out his debt. We'd be able to help make sure that all those things we need to do, child care, elder care, making sure that we continue to strengthen our health care system, making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Wow. This one clip has been played a lot on news coverage of this debacle since Thursday. But it was not the only one, right? It was clearly not the only time that Joe Biden just utterly lost his train of thought. None of his verbal crutches were there to help him. And he was on display as the worst mental capacity version of Joe Biden that I've seen in public since he's been the president. I mean, I'll be honest. I was stunned his advisors let him do the debate. It would have been better to call it off and say, you know, because what you would imagine that he's capable of can't possibly be as bad as what you actually saw, right? Even just imagining that he was mentally unfit would have been much less horrible for people that might be his supporters. I mean, and then, of course, there's the talking part, as again John Stewart pointed out, I thought quite rightly, the talking part was bad enough.
How did Biden do not talking?
And then he shows a clip of Trump speaking and Biden with a variety of completely zoned out facial gestures, as if he didn't know he was going to be on camera and he didn't realize that he had to give the appearance of mental fitness, even when he wasn't speaking, which he most certainly did not give.
Not great. But a lot of people have resting 25th Amendment face.
Oh, man. Which is accurate. I spent most of the debate just amazed and confused, trying to understand what Joe Biden was saying. Somebody said to me, well, you know, Trump lied a lot. Agreed. Biden lied a lot, too. Went through all the clips of that last hour. Biden lied a lot. But Biden, I think, didn't even know what he was saying half the time. And because of that, it's hard to say, was he lying or was he just having a mental breakdown. And I think what's got this 72% viewing him as unfit that, you know, State of the Union ran with yesterday on CNN, the CBS YouGov poll, I'm amazed that 28% think he's fit. I mean, they must not have watched the debate. Well, that's the worst he's ever going to be. Or, you know, he's got a range. Okay. But you can't have that in the White House, right? You just can't. It's unacceptable. Which is why Democrats are freaking out. Which is why they're looking at this and saying, you know, I mean, what do we do? Do we support him? Do we try to get the House and the Senate? Do we ignore the presidency? Do we try to get another candidate in here? 437-1620. You watch it. What do you think? 437-1620. More of this in just a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're traveling southbound on Avalon Boulevard from Highway 90, there's a vehicle accident. No roadblock. Seeing just minor delays now, so just be aware of that. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. So Trump went from talking about abortion, said, you know, I actually thought on the abortion subject, he probably did as well as he can do. And remember, Trump is not an ideologue on abortion. He doesn't know what he believes about abortion. I've said this many times. He says whatever he needs to say in order to get elected. He did more for the pro-life cause than any other president has ever done in history, but he's not really a pro-lifer. He just, you know, he appointed three justices of the Supreme Court. They overturned Roe versus Wade. He gets credit for that, but he doesn't know what he believes about abortion because he's not an ideologue. He just isn't. This is why pro-lifers were so horrified that he criticized Governor DeSantis on who is a pro-lifer, who is politically clear about his beliefs.
As president, would you block abortion medication?
First of all, the Supreme Court just approved the abortion pill, and I agree with their decision to have done that, and I will not block it.
Which, again, that's true. I mean, that is what the Supreme Court did, and he's not going to try to block that.
And if you look at this whole question that you're asking, a complex but not really complex. 51 years ago, you had Roe v. Wade, and everybody wanted to get it back to the states. Everybody, without exception. Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives. Everybody wanted it back. Religious leaders.
Completely false. There were a lot of people. Maybe Trump believes because of the people he listens to say that. But no, there was no widespread agreement about this. There was a lot of criticism of Roe. But the notion that somehow everybody was against, that's just false. I mean, historically false.
Now, 10 years ago or so, they started talking about how many weeks and how many this, getting into other things. But every legal scholar throughout the world, the most respected, wanted it brought back to the states. I did that. Now the states are working it out.
And the states are working it out. And this is what those of us who criticized Roe as law, not as policy, right? The question of policy is different from the question of law. Terrible law. Also terrible policy, but they're two different questions, right? So then he says, look, I'm like Reagan.
Like Ronald Reagan, I believe in the exceptions. I am a person that believes. And frankly, I think it's important to believe in the exceptions. Some people, you have to follow your heart. Some people don't believe in that. But I believe in the exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. I think it's very important. Some people don't. Follow your heart. But you have to get elected also, and because that has to do with other things. You got to get elected.
Follow your heart, but you have to get elected. The what? Does that even mean? It means he doesn't know what he believes. That's his position on abortion. He doesn't know. He knows that in order to be the Republican nominee, in order to cater to the right and religious folks like me, he's got to at least sound pro-life a lot of the time. And that's it. And again, I give the man tremendous credit for what he did for life and for protecting, more for protecting innocent life in the womb than any other president has ever done. Agreed. But he himself is not really a pro-lifer. That's why I think he's telling the truth here. I think he does. He's kind of the Reagan position, you know, pro-life with exceptions, but I don't know at what age. And because he doesn't know. And that's fine. I mean, he doesn't have to know, really. It's not even the president's role to set this kind of policy, right? Okay, so then Biden tries to come back after this, and it just gets so much worse for him.
It's been a terrible thing, what you've done. The fact is that the vast majority of constitutional scholars supported Roe when it was decided.
Yeah, but that has changed over time.
Supported Roe. And that's this idea that they're all against it is just ridiculous. And this is the guy who says the state should be able to have it. We're in a state where in 6 weeks, you don't even know whether you're pregnant or not, but you cannot see a doctor, have your... and have him decide on what your circumstances are, whether you need help.
Okay, he's kind of jumble-mumbling the argument that women can't know that they're pregnant as early as it might be banned at 6 weeks, and there's some concern about that from a sort of a medical policy perspective. Okay, but again, you're picking up on the word scramble that he's coming up with when he tries to present this, and that gets much worse.
The idea that states are able to do this is a little like saying we're going to turn civil rights back to the states, let each state have a different rule. Look, there's so many young women who have been, including a young woman who just was murdered, and he went to the funeral. The idea that she was murdered by an immigrant coming in, they talk about that. But here's the deal. There's a lot of young women are being raped by their in-laws, by their spouses, brothers and sisters, it's just ridiculous. And they can do nothing about it. And they try to arrest them when they cross state lines.
Thank you.
How do you start talking about probably your best issue in terms of generating voter turnout and support from moderates who themselves are pro-choice or sort of squishy on the issue and don't like that this president appointed 3 Supreme Court justices who overturned Roe and made it a state's issue again, like it always should have been? If that's the motivating factor, this should be the layup of the night. The abortion issue should be the layup of the night politically for Joe Biden. And instead, he winds up meandering into talking about a woman who was killed by an illegal immigrant and raped. I mean, what? You turned a win into a loss. Like, okay, from a policy perspective, that's not really relevant. It's the cognitive issue. He's in a debate talking about his best issue, and he can't keep himself on track to not talk about Trump going to the funeral of a girl who was, I mean, right? That's amazing. And then he tries to explain the trimester system set up by Roe. Again, core policy for him that he should know cold. He was alive and doing the calculation on in office. I don't think he was quite in office yet, but real close to it when all this was being decided in 1973, right?
7 states have no legal restrictions on how far into a pregnancy a woman can obtain an abortion. Do you support any legal limits on how late a woman should be able to terminate a pregnancy?
I supported Roe v. Wade, which had 3 trimesters. The first time is between the woman and the doctor. Second time is between the doctor and an extreme situation. The third time is between the doctor, between the woman and the state. The idea that the politicians, that the founders wanted the politicians to be the ones making decisions about women's health is ridiculous. That's the last, no politician should be making that decision.
I posted a picture online of my own face watching Joe Biden try to answer these questions, and it was just dumbfounded, confused, trying my best scrunchy face to understand what he's saying, and I couldn't again and again and again, honestly. He just made no sense. Like, just the trimesters. I mean, this is basic policy, right? In the first trimester, Roe said there's no restrictions because it's a procedure that is as safe as child delivery or safer. That was their reasoning. In the second trimester, you know, you had the ability to make sure that it was safe for the mom, to make sure that, you know, abortion was allowed, but you could regulate it within reason in terms of making it safe, because the later you get, the more risky it becomes. And then in the third trimester, states were allowed to prohibit if they wanted to because of viability concerns for the fetus. So they could prohibit late. Many did not. And that's why even up to the moment of delivery, you've got legalized abortion in several states even to this day. Now, that's not hard to explain. That's not hard to understand. But he just couldn't do it on an issue that he's been talking about since it was decided. For 50 years, he's been talking about this in office, and he couldn't remember. So to me, and there's a lot of takeaway from this debate, to me, and I certainly this is not novel observation by me, but the big takeaway was that Biden's cognitive range includes this as a possibility, and he's not getting better. What's it going to be in 2 years if he gets reelected? What's it going to be in 3 or 4 years? And I know some people say, well, he's obviously not going to serve his term. Well, so who's going to be president, right? I mean, That's the next question. Is it going to be Kamala Harris? I mean, really? And this, again, the cognitive performance was the story.
When he was president, he was taking, separating babies from their mothers, putting them in cages, making sure they were, the families were separated. That's not the right way to go. What I've done since I've changed the law, what's happened? I've changed it in a way that now you're in a situation where there are 40% fewer people coming across the border illegally. That's better than when he left office. And I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
I was actually surprised he didn't say that more often, because that was obvious. And that was the takeaway. That's why the Democrats are freaked out. That's why 72% of the people who were asked in the YouGov poll said that he's not mentally fit to govern, because you saw it on display. Now, that's not his always, right? I mean, we've seen him be capable. We've seen him in the State of the Union, okay? But this is in his range on the most important night of the campaign. And you got to imagine that there might be times when it's even worse than this. And it's not getting better. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're at the intersection of Cervantes and 9th, we're seeing some major, major delays right there at that intersection. It's backing traffic up. So definitely plan an alternate route. Also, if you're on Cervantes and 17th Avenue, seeing some delays making that right-hand turn. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, you know, Pensacola State College is a relatively recent advertiser here on the show. And I got to tell you, when I was talking to one of our salespeople, who's like, can you talk about Pensacola State College? You feel comfortable? I'm like, can I? Yes, absolutely. I love PSC. I mean, I probably, if you'd have caught me like 5 years ago, I would have only been able to talk about them as, you know, the place. And I know the teachers and they do a lot of things in generalities. But since then, we have had both of our oldest have gone through there, and they've each spent 3 years, you know, a little bit overlap, but they're now at UWF, and they got a great community college education. I mean, fantastic for dual enrollment as high school students. So they were going there, and they were getting a year and a half worth of college credit by taking dual enrollment, getting high school and college at the same time. And it's been a tremendous experience. The teachers are great. They're very oriented towards teaching, as is normal at a community college. They, flexible class time, so you can really pick your section that works around your schedule, and just willing to work with us. I mean, they've been fantastic. Pensacola, Warrenton, Milton Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Banakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Banakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Banakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Banakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Banakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Banakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South Pro.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Stop by their Pensacola showroom to see their products in action.
2017, Congressman Matt Gaetz forms a close friendship with future convicted sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, who says they had a unique synergy. Greenberg reportedly uses a sugar daddy app to find college girls and pays for sex on the congressman's behalf. That's a close friendship with the real Matt Gaetz.
Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
You complete me.
You need something to make you feel a little bit good. 6:30 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, of course, today the last day for Supreme Court decisions. Still some big cases to be announced. Of course, the big one, presidential immunity. So we're still waiting to hear about that.
Yeah, we did get my goodness. The rulings that came down last week, I could do this whole week on just Supreme Court opinions and not even touch the debate. We'd have plenty of material.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The last Supreme Court opinions of the term come out starting at 10 a.m. Eastern, including one about legal immunity for former presidents.
Former President Trump's team argues he was acting in his official capacity as president and therefore can't be charged for his actions to contest the 2020 presidential election results. Prosecutors argue the office of the presidency does not protect a commander-in-chief from legal prosecution.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. President Biden's family is reportedly telling him to move past last week's bad debate and stay in the race. Delaware Senate Democrat Chris Coons on ABC's This Week.
The only Democrat who's ever beaten Donald Trump is Joe Biden. Our candidate for November, and he has the best shot to beat him.
Wyoming Senate Republican John Barrasso.
The Democrats are going to have to make their own decisions about how to handle this terrible situation that they have put our country in.
Senator Barrasso on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is a beautiful morning. Looks like mostly clear skies, and we do have 77 degrees this morning. There was a standoff last night in Walnut Hill. The Escambia Sheriff's Office had multiple units, including a SWAT team, respond to a home at Highway 97 yesterday. Last night, deputies said a man was refusing to leave that home. The sheriff's office said that all began after they received a tip that a man in the home had several warrants out of Alabama. Highway 97 was briefly closed. Traffic was routed to Highway 99A near Ernest Ward Middle School. Right now, we don't have a current update on that situation. Hurricane Beryl moving towards the Caribbean now as a Cat 4 hurricane. The National Hurricane Center calls Beryl an extremely dangerous hurricane with sustained winds of 130 miles an hour. There's hurricane warnings posted in Barbados, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, and storm surge is expected to hit the Windward Islands early this morning. As of late last night, Beryl was about 150 miles away from Barbados. Last week, the Pensacola chapter of Valerie's House celebrated a big anniversary, 3 years of helping kids and families grieve the loss of a loved one. They held an open house on Thursday and had a big community turnout.
I am always amazed and in awe at the support that we've received, being such a newer and, you know, a young chapter here in Pensacola, because there's so many great organizations serving children. But it's, people are starting to understand the importance of supporting kids when they're grieving now, because unsupported grief leads to the problems that we in society are dealing with.
And Valerie's House director Krista Brandt there, a second reason for that open house was to show off their newly redone backyard, which features murals on the fence and a new seating area. Brandt says that brings the inside of Valerie's House outdoors, and she says it's already helped kids through the grieving process. That work was done as a project by the 2024 Pensacola Leadership Class. July 1st now, that means that new laws are taking effect all across the state. One of those new laws is a new penalty for drag racing. Police officer Michael Vega says under this new law, maximum fines for first-time drag racing offenses are doubling from $1 to $2,000.
This is a tool that we were lacking and we needed in order to enforce these drag racing and what we call intersection takeovers.
And people who commit second offenses within a year could face a felony charge and a fine of up to $4,000. Vice president might not be the only job Donald Trump is considering Marco Rubio for. Senator Rubio is reportedly one of Trump's top three candidates for VP, but a Republican strategist thinks Rubio could also be in line for a cabinet spot. Brian Sychik tells TheHill.com that if Rubio isn't chosen as VP, he would certainly be considered for Secretary of State. Rubio told CNN last week that we'll know who the VP choice is within 2 weeks. It is 6:35 right now. News Radio Pensacola. John's got her traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. No accidents on the big board to let you know about. So I-10, seeing some delays trying to get onto I-10 from Avalon. But other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. 77 degrees right now in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, 76 in Milton. And it is our next news at 7 o'clock. We have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Amedisys said its roughly $3.3 billion merger with United Health Group will close in the second half of this year, and it plans to divest some healthcare centers after the deal closes. The number and location of the centers that will be sold were not disclosed. However, Vital Caring Group, a Dallas-based home health and hospice company with locations from Oklahoma to Florida, will acquire the facilities. Reuters reports Boeing has agreed to acquire Spirit AeroSystems for $4.7 billion in an all-stock deal that the plane maker said will improve safety and quality control. Spirit makes the fuselages for the 737 and other parts, including sections of Boeing's 787 Dreamliners. The deal, which is subject to regulatory approvals, would result in the breakup of Spirit, with some of the Kansas-based supplier's assets going to French plane maker Airbus. Futures are slightly higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 94. That's Your Money Now.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with SkyRizzy to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. SkyRizzy, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about SkyRizzy today and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
Party down with a big bang. Shelton Fireworks has been in business for over 40 years. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton sends the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks, the largest finale cakes, and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's has got it. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonfireworks.com, home of the big ones.
Hurricane season is here, and making sure you're ready is key if you need to evacuate. Evacuations typically don't have to be hundreds of miles. Having at least half a tank of gas ensures you can evacuate the necessary tens of miles to a safe, sheltering location when a storm threatens your community. Check with nearby friends and family now and have a plan in place for what to do if you are ordered to evacuate. Visit halfwayfullhalfwaythere.com to learn about more ways to be prepared.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
On September 11, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative, Aaron Demick for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Very, very heavy rain here at the radio station. As a matter of fact, I believe our building is even out of power right now.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, please tell me, John, that you didn't play Soundgarden for, like, Dave Mirza.
No.
Okay.
No, of course not.
But I love it.
Oh, I know.
Oh, this is great. This is vintage Soundgarden. This is the good stuff. All right. 640 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Hey, if you got a plumbing issue, Barbary Plumbing, they'll take care of you. Flat rate pricing based on the time. Based on the job, not based on the time. And, you know, if you've got problems with the leak, a drip, a pressure, temperature, any of that stuff, Barbary Plumbing. Or if you need to fix a fix that you fixed badly, guilty. 477-8782. We called Barbary and they fixed it. They were great. Okay, so lots of other stuff to get to aside from the debate, including, my God, all the things the Supreme Court did last week. And then again today we're expecting the ruling on, you know, whether Trump is susceptible to being charged for anything that he did while he was in president, now that he is out of office. And the answer to that, by the way, I will tell you, this is a future news question, but I'll tell you my answer now. That is going to be a 9-0 decision, and they're going to say, y'all are idiots. Of course he's susceptible to being charged with crimes. There's always some chance, I suppose, logically, I taught logic. There's logically a chance the Supreme Court doesn't come up with that answer, but it's not going to happen. The only question is whether it will be 9-0. That's the only question. And I would be stunned that it's not 9-0. So that's what I'm expecting out of that ruling today. But other rulings, including probably the most significant ruling, was the one on homelessness, where the justice, remember, this is the case out of Grants Pass, Oregon, which I worked for 2 years in Medford, which is right down the road from Grants Pass, like 5 miles away, 10 miles, I forget. Anyway, but Grants Pass had basically what they had said was, you can't sleep in public. Right. And then if you get punished for it, what, the third time, I think it becomes like a chargeable that you can be put in jail for it. And so you can be incarcerated for sleeping in public. That's basically what they had in place. And the argument was that this is unconstitutional because it violates the Eighth Amendment prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment. Now, remember, if you read that amendment, it says cruel and it has to be both. Right. Can't be just one or the other. But it has to be both. Anyway, although there's a lot of discussion about that too over time. So the justices write an opinion in which they say it's not a violation of the Constitution to have this law in place. And what I had said at the time was that's what I expected the ruling to be. But I think the policy question is still very different. And this is actually really important to understand. You can believe that a law is constitutional, but terrible. Just like you can believe that a law is unconstitutional, but good. Because you can disagree with the Constitution in both directions. Now, it's a lot more common to have laws that are constitutional, but bad policy. The Constitution is the prerequisite, right? There's all kinds of laws that are not prohibited by the Constitution that are still terrible policy. So this doesn't say anything about whether this is good or bad policy to criminalize outdoor sleeping, especially overnight in public places, which I think generally that is a pretty bad policy, unless you make some provision for where people are going to live, because what you're essentially doing is you're criminalizing poverty, right? If you say, no, you can't sleep here, 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 or here. And also, there are no shelters available for you, and there's no campsites available for you. You know, we know you got to sleep, but you can't do it here. You're making property ownership a prerequisite of, you know, being alive. That's terrible policy. That's inhumane. But it's constitutional. Why? Because the only relevant portion of the Constitution is this Eighth Amendment, that it's cruel and unusual to criminalize public sleeping, and it's not cruel and unusual to criminalize public sleeping. It's just bad. It's just mean. And the reason this is extra important is because here in Florida, of course, our legislature passed a law that September, I think I sort of have in my head, it goes into effect in September or October, that will in fact do this with some minor, significant, but still minor changes, that you're going to have to enforce the no public sleeping ordinance, or else you'll get sued as a city or a county by businesses or homeowners. And the thing that you can allow public camping only in a designated area that has a whole bunch of provisions like sanitation and, you know, security, basically. And you can only have that location operating for a year. And then you've got to, I guess, find a different place, basically. And it can't adversely affect the neighborhood and things like this. The goal of this law, the Florida law, is to force counties and cities to deal with homelessness by creating shelter space, by finding a solution for the problem, and not really to, you know, limp along with an outdoor camping solution. That's the goal of the law. I'm still very uncomfortable with this law. I totally understand what we're trying to do, but it's especially because it's so limited in how long you can even allow outdoor camping, okay? But the Supreme Court, in its ruling, I think, my interpretation, is that it's going to basically uphold the constitutionality of the Florida law, and then so we'll be free to enforce it. So this had been kind of the last thing that law enforcement and governmental leaders locally in Florida had been waiting for to see, and now they've got their answer, and the answer is the law that we've got in place is much less invasive even than the one that Oregon had in place. They didn't have a requirement of public camping be available or even allowance for it. And so since our law is more permissive than the Grants Pass law, theirs is constitutional. Ours certainly will be. That's the takeaway. 647 here on News Radio Pensacola. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Services. Now call for pickup. Call them by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. No accidents right now to let you know about. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. But if you're trying to get on to northbound to I-110 from Fairfield, just know that there's a huge, I won't say huge, but major delays right there in that area. There's a volume of traffic going on. Other than that, everything else is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
I got the best text from Dave Merzen, who's listening, who filled in for me last Monday. Right. Thank you, Dave and Kristen and Bobby and John Hutchinson for filling in for me. By the way, I know those of you who listened to Bobby in the afternoon back when he was on the air here with us are always like, what happened to Bobby? Family conflict with the time slot. That's it. That's the only reason that he wasn't able to do that show anymore. But he's still here as our program director, so you will hear him occasionally. And he's in charge of, you know, the ads and spots and what we call the imaging, which is all the sounds that aren't people talking on the radio station. So he's still very involved in the station and will occasionally fill in for me when I'm out. But Dave Merzen, who I was joking about the Soundgarden right. thing, he texted and he said, Soundgarden, is that a band or a song? I don't know if he's joking or not, but it's funny either way. missed out on that entertainment genre. It's grunge, sir. It's within the broader category of grunge. Soundgarden was a band, as a matter of fact. Hey, when I say BMW, Porsche, Mercedes, Lexus, Jaguar, Genesis, Audi, good, high-quality imports that you pay a little extra to get because you like the luxury or the quality or whatever, and you might think, well, if I got to get those serviced, and of course you do, I got to take it to the dealership, and of course you do not. There's actually a federal law that protects you in not having to go to the dealership to get your car serviced. It's on books for decades now. It's a longstanding law. But also, just you might think, well, they're the only ones who know these cars. Also not true. And, you know, as a Honda owner myself, I can tell you that, you know, not always does the dealership know best. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But the point is Bobby Likas Auto Service, they take great care of you if you've got these cars. They work on them all the time. Okay? They also work on domestics, all right? So you got your Ford, your Chevy, your Dodge. They take those too, of course. Diesel engines, yes. Gas engines, of course. CarClinicService.com is the name of the website, like a healthcare clinic for your car. You can go there and learn more about them and their philosophy. But the idea is They want to see you for the little things so they don't have to see you for the catastrophic big things. That's the idea. Bobby Likas Auto Service, now in a second location, right across from the Walmart on Highway 29, 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, and of course their old location on Davis Highway.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Ferris Health Partners, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your health care costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions today at 9 with Ferris Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Where's your tattoo?
Oh my God.
Why come you don't have a tattoo?
Have a tattoo. 6:52 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. God, Idiocracy is such a good movie. So is Flash Gordon. It really Flash Gordon is one of those like great, campy, terrible, but awesome movies with probably the best soundtrack to a movie there ever has been. I hate to say this, I have to admit it, but it's true. I was on vacation, but we stayed around, so just did some things locally. But also, I can't say I got caught up on TV. You never get caught up on TV. But I did watch some There's an older movie called Battle Beyond the Stars. I was saying Battle Beyond the Planets, which is an old Battle of the Planets, was the old animated show. But Battle Beyond the Stars, which I had wanted to watch for about 30 years, John, because right. It's just like I've seen it once or twice when I was a kid, and I loved that it was such a great movie when I was a kid. I wish I had not rewatched it. It's so bad. Oh, God, it's so bad. I mean, it's bad, bad, bad. Like, not even good bad, but just bad.
So
bad.
For 30 years, you thought, I thought
this is the best movie ever. Yeah! And I watched it, and I thought, this is, like, some guy gets an idea to remake The Seven Samurai in space, and he gets a bunch of his college friends to, like, do it with him.
Right.
And they make a movie somehow. I'm so sorry. I wish I could say better things about it, but I can't. Oh, what was I going to... I was going to tell you something. I saw this on Facebook this morning. It just made me laugh. El Arroyo, which I think is a Mexican restaurant. It could be a park or a city. I'm really not sure. It doesn't much matter. But I love this sign. This is a sign that they've got up like a billboard. It's okay if you fall apart sometimes. Tacos fall apart, and we still love them. 6:54 on News Radio Pensacola. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
That's some words of wisdom right there. I'm telling you. President Biden spent yesterday at Camp David to discuss the future of his reelection campaign with family members. It was a private weekend retreat, of course, following the debate last week.
Is that the word you're going with?
Yeah, we'll just stick with that.
Very neutral of you.
Jury deliberations resumed today in the Karen Reed murder trial in Massachusetts. The jury in that case sent a note to the judge last week saying they were deadlocked, but they were sent back to continue with deliberations. They're trying to decide whether Reed is guilty in the 2022 death of her boyfriend, who was a police officer in Boston, John O'Keefe. And millions of Americans on the move ahead of the 4th of July this coming weekend. AAA predicting a record 60 million people will be traveling by car over the holidays. That's about 3 million more than last year.
Are you sure it's not 60 trillion cars?
Well, it could be 60 billion people and 60 trillion cars.
Yeah, I mean, we're just doing Biden math here. So right. These numbers, there's names for these numbers don't mean anything.
There's no way to figure it all out. Who knows?
It's very confusing. Although, he did inadvertently prove something to be true, which I've often said, is that most people don't understand the difference between a million, a billion, and a trillion, and neither does he. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. It's true. Most people can't grasp the difference, and that's fine. You know, it's not good if you're running a country, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now, but we are seeing some delays if you're headed from Pace into Pensacola. It's got that construction delay both directions, so watch your speed through that. Other than that, everything else is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So, John, you had asked me, you know, like what I did on vacation or whatever, and we did some fun stuff. Went to Navarre, had fun at the fun place, like water kind of outdoor park there that's like obstacles and stuff.
Yes.
Like Wipeout-ish, mm-hmm. And that was actually fun. And I'm still sore and injured from that, but it was great fun. And, you know, paddleboarding and things like that. But one of the things I found is when I'm gone for a week,
right,
I miss doing this. Like, I feel like something's not quite right in my life if I'm not doing this.
Right.
And if I'm not reading the news and I'm not watching, so I'm like, kind of like an addict, like, must do a little show prep. I gotta, Saturday morning, I was cutting up the debate clips on a Saturday morning, and I'm like, I just feel like working on the show, you know, like I got to get it in. So, oh, man, I do miss it when I'm not doing it. That's for sure. So I do. You know, people ask, do you like doing what you do? I like everything about this job except for the time.
The time
that I have to get up.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
5 a.m. sucks, will suck, always has sucked. I don't like it at all. So and you never adjust. You get layers of disadjustment, but you don't ever get like happy about it. Hey, if you're, sorry, if you're thinking about your next vehicle, trying to decide where to go, I recommend Frontier Motors, at least to start. Okay, start with Frontier because they have a great selection of good quality, almost new cars, 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition, good prices, about 300 cars, trucks, vans, sedans on the lot. And, you know, my recommendation is always go there with the idea that you're going to drive several. And force yourself to drive several because what you might think it's very typical is you look at 6 or 7 and then you get in a couple and then you drive one and you're like, okay, good, you're fine. No. Drive several and really compare them and decide what you like. And also include one that's outside of your range. I don't know if that's a Jeep or a truck or a sports car or maybe it's a compact. I mean, I don't know. But pick something weird and drive that and you might discover, man, that's cool. I want one. Or, man, that is definitely why I don't want that. And that's fine. But it's just, you know, as an experience, as a baseline for you. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, time for future news, John. So let's play the... That's it. Uh-huh. I know. I'm trying to get us back in the habit of doing future news, so I'm sorry. Very terrible radio production there. Okay, Supreme Court ruling on Trump immunity from prosecution. What will they decide today? He is able to be prosecuted or not able to be prosecuted?
Not.
Really?
Yeah.
No. You could not be more wrong. No, they'll say he can be prosecuted 9-0. I think. Will Biden drop out?
No. He's too prideful.
I'm going to say no, but there is a second debate coming.
Right.
And there is a convention coming.
And no,
I'm going to say no. I'm gonna say no. Yeah, that's why the Dems are in panic, because who else would it be anyway? They don't really have a good second string. Simone Biles qualified for the Olympics again.
Yeah, I saw that.
God, she's so good. Will she take a medal? Will she take gold? How many?
Gold, and in as many events as she's in, she's going to get it.
I don't think she'll necessarily win them all, but multiple, at least medals, and probably gold and, you know, team all around and stuff like that. The chaplains goes into effect today. You can have chaplains in your public schools as volunteers in Florida. Oh. Will we have chaplains in the schools in Escambia and Santa Rosa County this fall?
Yes.
I think, yeah. I mean, that makes the most sense if we would have both. Yeah, that's good for now. We'll be back in just a minute.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most.